بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Once on a hot summer afternoon, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Umar radiallahu anhu came to know of it, he also went to the masjid and asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu what had brought him out of his house at that hour. He replied that it was intensity of hunger that had driven him to it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, "By him who is the master of my soul, it is the same with me." In other words, hunger also drove Umar radiallahu anhu out. Meanwhile, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also came there and asked what had brought them there at that hour. They replied that pangs of hunger had brought them out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "That which brought you out has also brought me out." In other words, all three of them were extremely hungry and they were starving. All the three then got up and went to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, but he was not at home. He is that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa took residence at his place, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. His wife was greatly pleased, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa asked her where Abu Ayyub had gone, she replied that he would return in a short while. At that moment, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu also turned up. On seeing him, he hurriedly went and brought a bunch of dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said to him, "Why did you cut off the whole bunch? You could have picked up the ripe dates only." He respectfully said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I plucked the whole bunch so that dates of all kinds, the fully ripe, the half ripe, the dried ones, and the fresh should be before you, and you should be able to select the particular kind you relish." So they ate the dates of all kinds. Meanwhile, Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu slaughtered a small goat, roasted some of its meat, and cooked the rest. He then presented it to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some bread and a piece of roasted meat, and giving it to Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu, said, "Take this to Fatima radiallahu anha. She has not taken anything of this sort for several days." He hurried to comply with it. When all of them partook of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We have enjoyed so many bounties of Allah ta'ala, meat, bread, the unripe and the ripe dates." Saying this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moved to tears. "These are the bounties about which one shall be questioned on the Day of Judgment." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu were shocked to hear this. It pained them to think that they would have to account for these bounties, in spite of the fact that these things had become available after suffering such pangs of hunger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "You shall have to render an account undoubtedly, and to make amends, you should recite Bismillah in the name of Allah, the kind, the merciful, before starting to eat, and recite the following dua after you have finished." The dua is, "Alhamdulillah alladhi huwa ashba'ana وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْنَا وَأَفْطَلْ." Some narrations say, وَأَرْوَانَا وَأَنْعَمَ عَلَيْنَا وَأَفْطَلْ. The meaning of which is, "All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, made us to eat our full, and as a great favor bestowed upon us plentifully." So these are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be that we are complaining of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are ungrateful and have ingratitude. Rather, we should always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many bounties each one of us is enjoying. Each one to look in his own life. When it comes to the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught us that when we see somebody who is superior to us enjoying some bounty, then at the same time look at those who have less than us. So in this way, we won't be ungrateful for the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's promise is that if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase. And if you're ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will snatch away these bounties. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always make shukr for whatever we have, and always look at those who are less fortunate than us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.